Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Right, coming up here, folks, in about 5 minutes, we're going to be joined by Jack Blood, talk show host and one of our great affiliates in Rhode Island. And he talked to Oliver North. He's got the clips of that at his website, jackblood.com. We'll cover that coming up in the next segment. Right now, we're finishing up with our guest, who's a publisher of some of Anthony Sutton's books. And his father was the CIA section chief in East Asia. That was where he first learned about the secret societies and the New World Order. And he's Chris Milligan. And before we take one or two final calls here and plug your book, Chris, when your father would tell you stuff in the 60s, you wouldn't believe, even though you knew he was a former CIA section chief. What did he tell you about the New World Order and secret societies, kind of in a nutshell?
Well, he said the Vietnam War is about drugs. There's these secret societies behind it. And then he said, and communism is all a sham. These same secret societies were behind it. And I didn't understand that at all. I mean, mafia or something like that. And then he told me about how the Vietnam War, he felt that they were playing out a lose scenario in there, and about how our news was nothing but, he called it sway pieces. And then another time, actually, was in during a bit of an argument that we were having. He told me about how they had a plan to get everybody hooked on heroin. He was very, you know, a lot of it had to do with I was a young teenager in the late 60s, growing my hair long, smoking a little marijuana, and he was, you know, concerned about that because he was my father.
And your father said, hey, this is a secret society plan, and of course you didn't listen to your dad, who was a CIA section chief.
Oh, no, I mean, I still smoked a little marijuana, and I don't see anything wrong with it. I think that, like you say, I think the whole drug war is a complete part.
Well, George Washington was bad. He smoked it. But to be serious, I don't smoke it. I think all these drugs are bad. But I drink coffee, which is probably worse. But again, the point here is that this is really going on, and it's just so horrible to see them getting away with it. Let's go ahead and talk to John. And, John, where are you calling us from today?
John in New York.
Go ahead, sir.
I wanted to make a couple of comments here. One of the call-ins a couple of minutes ago, you wanted to know how these societies perpetuate. They just, the royal family is inbred with each other for hundreds of years in
Europe.
That's
like asking, how does a royal family perpetuate itself, or how does a university, or how
right,
does a mafia?
Right. Well, the reason that I originally called was, yesterday you were talking about the shenanigans of Bush in the National Guard, and I know that his dad was had several. He was a congressman. He was director of the CIA. I think he was ambassador to China, but I don't know what he was doing in 1972. What do you know? What George Bush the first was doing in 72, so he could have covered up for his kid or pulled some strings.
He was in Congress.
I know he was a congressman, but I don't know what the years were.
Well, listen, I got to let you go, but during that whole period, he was CIA director, ambassador to China. I believe in 72, he was a lead UN ambassador. That's all the time we have for calls for this guest. Mr. Milligan, how do folks get the new book, Fleshing Out Skull and Bones?
Well, they can give a holler at 1-800-556-2012. They can order it online at from us. For signed copies at TrineDay, TrineDay.com. There is information at CTRL.org. And at some time they're going to be able to get it from you. It's available at Amazon. We encourage people to go into bookstores and ask about it.
All right, 1-800-556-2012. Chris, we'll have you back on in the near future. God bless you and your fine work, and take care.
God bless you too, sir, and thank you kindly.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back with Jack Blood. More of your calls. Stay with us.
got $3 in your pocket, won $1 million in term life insurance coverage, call Term Busters now. Rates are low right now. Call and compare. For example, a man age 45, non-tobacco user, issue preferred, $1 million of coverage is only $75 a month, level for the next 10 years. Call Term Busters now. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692. If you're a smoker, we have great rates for you too. Call Term Busters now. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692. We specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. Remember, $1 million in term life insurance coverage for as little as $3 a day. Call right now. Operators are standing by. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient nightlight and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa. Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, passing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, more of your calls and an overview of some of the big news stories in this third hour with our fellow talk show host, Jack Blood. It's a great talk show, one of our wonderful affiliates up in Rhode Island in Providence. And they're just having a huge effect. And he interviewed a few weeks ago Oliver North, and at his website, jackblood.com, which is really a good website, folks. It's a lot of key sections of info, a lot of subjects covered. You can get an education there. They've got 30 minutes of an interview. We'll probably play a few clips of that later in this hour. And then, of course, your calls here in a few minutes. Jack, it's getting more Twilight Zone every day. I talked about this yesterday. The Hutton inquiry focuses on Blair. Did Blair lie about weapons of mass destruction? And they came out and said he never said they had them, and he didn't have anything to do with Kelly's death. And then Blair said, you must all apologize to me, when 2 weeks ago he was still saying it. I mean, what type of memories do they think we have?
Yeah, well, we have short-term memories because of the things they put in the water and in the food and everything else, and they're depending on that. Before we get going, I do want to say what an honor it is, as always, to be on your show, Alex Jones. And I'll give you a testimony here. Just after 9/11, I found you, and and we started talking. We had you on our old station over there, and that really motivated me to get doing a lot of research. I researched 7 days a week, many hours a day, and thanks to that, and thanks to you, lots of people have woken up here in the Northeast. So that's a testimony to the work that you're doing. Regarding Hutton, I mean, the guy's a Freemason. He's, you know, reviewing information that he pushed through the Blair government. So he's really judging on himself.
Yeah, he's involved in the fraud of weapons of mass destruction. I mean, it's like Janet Reno appointing John Danforth to investigate her.
Right. I mean, but here's the point. There's polls, if you want to call them polls, but the consensus in Britain is that like 90% of the people believe this is a big whitewash. So, you know, you can play it any way you want in the media, Alex. What really counts is what people think. And it's the same thing here with this 9/11 whitewash committee that keeps getting held up and underfunded and uncooperative.
And that's just theater, so people think it's real.
Yeah, but people don't fall for it. I mean, this is the great thing and the great, you know, thing and the reason why we have to keep this infrastructure going to put this information out, because people aren't buying it.
You're right. They're in trouble. In fact, you know, having my show on there in Rhode Island now for, what, over a year, I've talked to you in the past, and again, we're not talking about my show, Alex Jones, Ooh, Aren't I Important. It's a test point example of what we're able to do. What type of mindset shift have you seen, paradigm shift, and how is it affecting other talk stations?
Well, what is absolutely amazing, Alex, is first of all, before we went to war in Iraq and there was a lot of pressure put on by the administration, pressure that we're seeing now, the president telling Congress, if you don't vote for the Patriot Act, there's going to be more terrorism, okay, saying that to Congress.
Oh, but the vice president said on Meet the Press, he said, look, and I've read the quote on air, he said, look. He said, if you continue the investigation of 9/11, you're ensuring a larger attack, and he smiled.
That's exactly right. But this is, I mean, this is just a few days ago, and of course he's extorting and bribing towns and counties to, you know, implement the Patriot Act, something we fought very hard to get torn up over here. But to answer your question, are people waking up? I mean, 9/11 was a big move, and they screwed up, let's face it, and it strengthened a lot of people's resolve, like myself and my listeners. But, you know, we had this problem in the Iraq War where the other stations were all, you know, if you say anything bad about the president, you're a terrorist, you're with Al-Qaeda. There's, you know, newspapers and campaigns with Max Cleland's picture down in Georgia, I guess, you know, right next to Osama bin Laden, so we're being vilified for our First Amendment rights. But since the war hasn't been going so well, you know, it's really helping a lot, I think. And this is a time when a lot of people are waking up. What I try to do on my website, and I know you do, is to break this controlled phony paradigm, because what I'm afraid of is you get Bonesman Kerry in there and everybody goes back to sleep, all these Democrat liberal activists, I guess, and we lose a lot of momentum. But, you know, to answer your question, the time is right. People are waking up in droves, and again, thanks to the infrastructure that's out there, like yourself, Paul Joseph Watson, et cetera, et cetera.
Absolutely, Jack. And now, the situation with the stage capture of bin Laden. 2 years ago, I said my sources, and this is White House folks, that he's died of kidney failure, handed over to the family, to Bush, going to roll him out before the election. I didn't know if that was true. Now, Associated Press, military sure of catching bin Laden this year, a lot of bragging, Madeleine Albright saying she thinks they already have him. What do you see happening?
Well, I don't know. First of all, who cares if it's Saddam Hussein or not, okay? I personally don't think it is. I personally believe the stories that the Kurds had him and turned him over and they went to go find him in that staged public event. And, yes, I believe the stories coming out right now that they are going to get bin Laden or someone who looks like him. I mean, this is, again, I always feel so strongly that we should be on the right debate. And whether they catch bin Laden or not isn't going to make any difference.
Well, no,
whether...
you're right, but this is going to be a major staged event.
Yeah, and that's why we have to get the word out exactly and tell people that it's a staged event. But I think just as important, we need to tell people that it doesn't matter. I mean, right now, you know, Bush and his administration and the globalists are buddying up with, what's his name, Ilham Aliyev, who's the president, the dictator in Azerbaijan. okay? And they're funding that guy's military efforts as a total dictator police state where he had a sham election, a selection.
By
he
the
was
way, they
elected.
Just put
anyone who opposed him got thrown in jail, beaten, tortured, and this is the guy we're supporting now, okay? So
and
that's
by
the
way,
debate.
China's putting in national ID cards. This government's going to put national ID cards in Iraq. You got to wear a Halliburton bracelet with an RFID chip to have a job anywhere. I mean, they're setting up the high-tech police state there. We're not bringing him freedom.
Yeah, this guy Aliyev is a real piece of work, Alex. You got to check him out, Azerbaijan. And, you know,
I have.
We're building that pipeline over there. We've subsidized billions of dollars in contracts to the same, you know, group of people over there. Yet we need to get rid of Saddam Hussein and kill our boys over there to do it. We got to capture bin Laden. I mean, that's not going to stop a terrorist, and I think most people with half a brain know that.
Well, they're now saying get ready for bigger attacks. I mean, the more power they get out of it, the bigger the attacks get.
You know, and again, talking about the wrong debate, there's a big expose on Cult of the Eye, Columbia Broadcasting Systems, about how Halliburton is using pension funds to, you know, to fund their operation. What they don't mention is so does Carlyle Group out of Texas. So do all these guys, but you don't hear their names.
Well, you're right, and we now live in a day and age when CBS won't air a ad. They're losing, though, because even the neocons have been trying to run offense, defense for Bush, but now their listeners aren't putting up with it, so they're having to go, okay, Bush is a liberal. Where do you see that going?
Well, Bush is a liberal. He's definitely not a conservative. I had a guy on my show, John Buchanan, who's a very brave man. This is last week. He's a very dynamic speaker. He was responsible for doing a lot of research at the Library of Congress into Smedley Butler, finding out a lot of great things in his notes, and also breaking that story nationwide over AP and in mainstream news regarding Prescott Bush and his connections with the Union Bank closed down for treason. And this is a guy running for president as a Republican. He needs a lot of support right now. I know he's a write-in in Massachusetts where we broadcast to about 500,000 people, and that guy is a real conservative, and that's who we need to be support. Ron Paul's a real conservative, and if that's what you're interested in, family values, preserving your national sovereignty, cutting the size of government, holding on to your guns, that's the guy you want to support.
I totally agree with you. Let's get into the Oliver North interview you did, and then we'll go to some calls.
Okay.
You interviewed Ollie, which I plan to do. What happened there?
Well, first of all, I think it's important to have these confrontational interviews. They often slip up. I had a guy on Mark Falkoff a while back who works with David Rockefeller at the CFR, and he's in charge of relations with Cuba. And I got him to trip up and say that they have Raul Castro in their pocket, okay? He didn't mean to say it. He just tripped up and said it. So we got Ollie to do some of this, too. And it's hard. They deny everything, but you just can't have a big love fest every show. I'm sure you understand. But the high points in this were I asked him a couple of things. I mentioned anthrax and David Bloom. Of course, he goes into this whole dissertation of how David Bloom died from sitting in a truck too long, and that he knows that as a fact. And then I got him to say something very interesting, Alex. There were a lot of soldiers who didn't want to take this anthrax vaccine, and he talked about how they had him in a tent, and the guys that didn't want to take it, he showed them a film, and the military showed them a film about all these people dying and suffering from anthrax, what it's like to die from anthrax, to scare these soldiers into taking this vaccine, which hasn't been proven, which no one knows what the side effects will be, and I don't think he meant to put out that information, but he did.
And it doesn't even protect you. It covers four spores. When weaponized anthrax comes with hundreds.
Right. And he's, you know, claiming, oh, I got a thing that's on the Internet. Anything on the Internet isn't worth any type, you know, it's not any value as information.
Oh, no, I'll have a bill from the Library of Congress, and they'll go, oh, that's off the Internet.
Right. Yeah, that's pretty interesting. I asked him about
why. On the Internet.
I asked him about why the soldiers over there were riding 666 on their tanks.
The Reuters photos, yeah.
Playing satanic music, and, you know, he laughed it off as, you know, that just scares the enemy, that kind of a thing, and told me how every division commander chooses what can go on the tanks and what can't. One of the guys in his clip he's interviewing has a big Grateful Dead logo on his uniform, you know, and he jokes that the guy's got all the Grateful Dead music. Well, that's fine and good, but, you know, what does that really mean?
Yeah, the helicopters and tanks with human skulls on them with giant 666. I mean, that's, you know, that, we're the good guys. You know, 666. What, are you a Satanist? You're against 666, Jack?
That's right.
I mean, I'm getting to learn how this works here.
Right.
You, to be a Christian conservative, you've got to worship Moloch and love Satan and 666. We'll be right back.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus four of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then, harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69 and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912 or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Try halomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrate and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Hey boys, Valentine's Day is coming. Why wait until Valentine's Day to surprise her? Visit flowershop.com and send her flowers today. Nothing says romance like roses, and at flowershop.com we know roses. We also know carnations, lilies, snapdragons, and gladiolas. We know flowers. We know the excitement that is created when a flower delivery person arrives in an office carrying a bouquet of flowers. The anticipation grows as everyone tries to guess who the lucky recipient is. And the joy and pride when the flowers are placed on her desk. We also know the envy of those at the desk as the flowers pass by. So don't wait until you're supposed to send flowers. Send them today and tell her you couldn't wait to tell her, I love you. So when you need to send flowers, remember flowershop.com. It's only natural. Call 1-800-627-0046. That's 1-800-627-0046. Or visit flowershop.com today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I tell you, I've been a guest on Jack Blood's show. He's been a guest on this show. We need to get Jack Blood on this network. We need to get him out there nationwide to more people. Jack, I've got a loaded phones here, folks wanting to talk, but later I do want to air this Oliver North clip. J. John Ashcroft is running around saying that Bush will veto bills scaling back the Patriot Act, but at the same time, they've already passed Patriot Act 2, which Ashcroft said 2 months after it was introduced that it didn't exist. I mean, my point here is that I've been politically aware for 10 years, and I've never seen just such bald-faced lies. The media didn't call Ashcroft for being a liar there. It's just... It's just wall to wall. This should concern people, shouldn't it?
I absolutely love in Matrix of Evil, your newest video, where you've got a clip, the rifle warrior, Craig Roberts, talking about how, you know, he reads this blanket statement, doesn't tell you who it is. It's Ashcroft, though, talking about how Clinton wants to put this draconian police state legislation down on us. And here he is doing the same thing. And by the way, I have Al Martin on my show on Monday, plus another great guest I'll tell you about in a second. And he's told me how Ashcroft collects all this Nazi stuff, and he's a Nazi memorabilia collector. He probably dresses up in the stuff at his house, you know, looking at himself in the mirror.
It's been in the mainstream news that people, Schwarzenegger does that.
Yeah.
These people are insane.
I mean, sometimes you can't even believe it. It's just so nuts, isn't it?
Hey, we'll get the America First Award or whatever from the Simon Wiesenthal Center maybe if we start dressing up in Nazi outfits.
Yeah, I guess that's what it takes. I mean, you look at guys like Mel Gibson, who's getting a lot of trouble from the ADL, even you know, yourself, myself, David Icke, can't even travel in Canada anymore thanks to the Bronfman family and the ADL, you know. And then there's guys like this that just walk around big as anything, and they can do whatever they want because, like you said, they got the Nazi insignia on, and they're going hand in hand with the Illuminati, let's face it.
Reich security means land security. We now have homeland security. I mean, the black uniforms, the whole thing, isn't it? It's just amazing.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to talk about absolutely sick and twisted, just for a quick second, I got a guy on my show. This is a breaking story. He's the talk show host out of Omaha, Nebraska. Marty Stacey was just fired because he started talking again about this Franklin cover-up. And I know you've done some work on that as well, some good work. And here the guy was fired. He interviewed Maureen Gosch, who was the mother of Johnny Gosch. This is one of the boys that was kidnapped and abused by this Franklin cover-up group. He testified in a civil suit, which was won in Nebraska. After this interview, which was just a couple of weeks ago, Stacey was fired. They gave him some lame excuse. He's been there for 5 years on KCRO 660 in Omaha. And then a few days later, Maureen Gosch, Johnny Gosch's mother, goes into her house and finds a adult doll, okay, mutilated and hanging as a warning inside her house. And Marty will be on my show Monday as well.
Well, I want to get Marty Stacey on.
Yeah, I mean, we need to help people like this that are brave enough to try to take this to broadcasting. It's on a Christian station.
The people in Nebraska were convicted. We've had this the head of the Republican Party from the state on who brought all this out. I mean, this isn't even debatable.
Oh, it was on the front page of the New York Times. Reagan, homosexual sex rings, all this kind of thing. So, I don't know, but here he is talking about it, and he obviously stepped on someone's toes, and now he's paying for it, and I hope to support him.
It's out of control. Let's go ahead and take a call. I guess first up here, who should we go to first, Mark? Okay, Jay in Colorado, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Hey, I wanted to ask Jack, well, you too, if you heard anything more on the Mariani case in hopefully Pennsylvania, not New York City, and was wondering what stations Jack was on in Albany or New York, because I have friends both back there that I need to tell them to listen to his station.
Okay,
yeah,
well, first of all, you can get us, Alex, on Jack. Quality Radio 1320.com. You can listen 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We've got a lot of great shows, Alex being the best. We do 3 to 5 here Monday through Friday. We call it Drive Time by Committee, and we got a lot of great guys like Ben Freeman and Rick Adams, Brian Bishop over here doing some excellent work, Drive Time, going head-to-head with all these stations. As far as Mariani goes, I've been very close to this case for years, since the very beginning. was one of the first people to interview Ellen and Phil Berg, and they need a lot of help. I think, you know, they're making a big impact overseas. They're not making much of an impact over here.
Let me stop you, Jack. For those that don't know what you're talking about, tell them about this case.
Well, as your listener brought that up, and I think it's great to talk about this, Ellen's husband, Lewis, died in the South Tower on 9/11. She, you know, like everyone else, was attempted blackmailed, held back by Feinberg, and she finally got sick of it, got a lawyer who will stand up for her.
We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Have you found your business isn't quite as profitable as it was before the economy went south? Are new clients a little harder to come by lately? Well, maybe we can help. Advertise your business on the GCN Radio Network, and you'll soon find out why companies all across the country are experiencing a steady flow of new customers. It's not by coincidence, it's by design. At GCN, we can increase your business with an ad package that's built specifically for your particular product or service. Join the many satisfied advertisers on the GCN Radio Network who found out that the economy isn't so bad after all. Call toll-free 877-996-4327, extension 106, for quotes or more information. That number again is 877-996-4327, extension 106. Everyone listens to radio. It's the most cost-effective way to increase business available. Don't wait around hoping for a stronger economy. The country might be slipping into recession, but your business doesn't have to. Call GCN today and get more customers tomorrow. Our founding fathers wrote down for all time our most precious documents of freedom: the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and Lincoln's Gettysburg Address. These are the purest forms of our country's freedom before the thousands of politicians got their hands on them. The Declaration in Washington, D.C. can barely be read. It has faded that much. Now is your chance and your patriotic duty to have it in your home or office. We bring them to you by using an 11-step process, reproducing these historic documents in exacting detail on antiqued parchment paper all ready for framing. But you don't just get the Declaration, which sells for over $100 when framed, but all four documents for just $24.95, shipping included. And as a special gift for ordering now, you will also receive a commemorative U.S. Constitution proof silver dollar with your order. Call now toll-free 800-686-2237 and order the Documents of Freedom. Don't wait. Do it today. The number 800-686-2237.
Hi, folks. This is Steve Crowley of the National Steve Crowley's American Scene Talk Radio Show. We are Money Talk, to be sure. 14 years of success. We're on every Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Eastern and 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Pacific Time, Monday through Friday. We have big-name guests, the same ones you see on Brookheiser and CNBC, money-making topics, investor showcase, and much more. Coming up soon on the Genesis Communication Network, it's Steve Crowley's American Scene.
Did you know there's a mixture that stops the aging process? Stops aging dead in its tracks? It's called drinking and driving, a lethal mixture. No one is immune to it.
Each year, alcohol-related crashes kill more than 16,000 Americans.
So if a friend of yours has been drinking and is about to drive, stop them before they kill someone.
Brought to you in the public interest and as a public service by MAD, Mothers Against Drunk Driving.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We've got the Mariani case where she's suing Bush, saying that he carried out 9/11. We have Stanley Hilton, Bob Dole's former chief of staff, who has over 400 of the victims' families in his suit. It's all clogged up in the federal courts. But you don't really hear that on the nightly news, that a lot of the families know the truth. Instead, we hear, we've got to have the war on terror and take all your rights for these families. And then I remember being in a hotel room in Minnesota when I was up there visiting the network early last year, and there was several thousand protesters, hundreds of the victims' family members. They had signs like, Bush knew, Bush did it, and CNN just showed it for a second, but didn't comment on it, Jack. I mean, that's newsworthy, people. This shows the media control, doesn't it?
Well, I mean, this is a legitimate case. There's a RICO case for racketeering against Bush. He names the head of the CFR. He names all these guys. And, yeah, that is news, and I think a lot of people would like to know about it. Unfortunately, unless you use the alternative media infrastructure, you won't.
Understand, folks, we're not just on the air saying the globalists carried out 9/11. I've made films. I've written a book. I've published a book. I've done hundreds of shows on it. But the point here is that it's many of the victims, many of their family members. It is all over the foreign press, and I guess they've got to carry out another attack soon, try to smoke screen and you know, cover up the past attack, Jack.
Well, I mean, it's just amazing with all these car bombs going on all over the world and some of the tightest security geography areas in the world, and there's nothing here. So you know it's controlled. I mean, you can easily get a car bomb to go off at the Super Bowl or wherever you want, and they're not doing it. And why aren't they doing it? It should be obvious to people with half a brain.
Absolutely. Let's go ahead and go back to the calls. Let's talk to Roy in Texas. Go ahead, Roy.
Hello, Alex and Jack.
Boy, hey, Roy.
Excellent program today. I've never seen so much information coming out. I've got this question that may result in a so-called terrorist attack by definition. It'll probably change people's status to terrorist. I met a man in Austin one time that was a legalist, and he tried the courts on a bank loan. What it was since the banks are creating money out of nothing and they have no risk, that he took them to court on it, and he wound up with a brand-new car for free. I noticed on the Internet there's quite a few sites that will tell you that in 5 weeks they can wipe out your mortgage or any bank loan or credit card loan, and it's absolutely legal. And I'm just wondering how the government will counteract this, because I can see where all the banks could collapse and wipe out everybody's savings. What do you think about
that? What they're doing is the banks, when they issue credit cards or loans, are changing the contract, and it says, we don't care if it's a fraud. It doesn't matter if we never really loaned you the money. You're going to have to pay it, period.
How about the old loans, not the new ones?
Well, again, I mean, they didn't enact the 16th.
Don't take loans. How about that, Alex? I don't agree with taking these loans and being under the thumb and a slave of the police state. I mean, I'm off the grid. I suggest people start considering how to get off this grid and not taking loans from these crooks.
Well, we've got to not go on the cashless society control grid, and that is coming in through the new national sales tax they're pushing. And I keep repeating this because it's important, folks. Within the next 3 years, they're going to pass a national sales tax as a conservative move to get rid of the IRS. They're going to keep the IRS, the Internal Revenue Service, for your, quote, Social Security payment,
right,
of 14%. Then they're going to ratchet that up over the years. They're going to start out with a 15 to 20% sales tax, but they're going to say, we got to be fair to the poor, so if you're poor, you don't pay as much. So everybody's got to swipe their card to prove what bracket you're in, even if you're paying cash.
Hey, this is what they were just talking about over in Davos, Switzerland, okay? Moving from an interdependent world to an integrated world. That is, of course, Orwellian doublespeak for one world integrated where they control everything.
And exactly, and I'm just laying out the scam of how this will work. That will then bring federal control into every business and every life. You thought the IRS was bad once a year, folks. This is continually and tracking what you buy, what you sell, what you do. Thanks for the call, Roy.
Yeah,
let me just say this.
Our blood is just oil for this big machine, and we got to quit giving it up.
Well, I agree, but let me just say this about the 16th Amendment was never ratified. The IRS is a fraud. There is no law to pay it. It's true. But they'll still put you in prison for 129 years. So they don't care. They'll tell the jury to convict you, and they'll do it. So I'd be careful, you know, involved in any of this. That's all I'm saying. Go ahead, Jack.
Well, I mean, you know, I have a, I don't know if you heard of Joan Vian. You ought to get her on your show.
I've had her on many times. She just went to the
She went to Davos. I'm going to get her Monday the 9th, right after she comes back from the G7 or G8 or whatever it is now, conference. And she's cracking some of this code about these, you know, rich, big multinational corporations, and even higher, as we know, the globalists and the brotherhood, controlling and being the steering committee for the world. They know what's better for us than we do.
And it's, again, under this new national sales tax, part of it will go to the international system, international tax, federal, state, local, city, and that will bring everything under international control through this new world sales tax.
I mean, they've been setting up this infrastructure for, what, about 50, 60 years, Alex? I mean, they've got it all ready to go.
Are they going to sell it to us, Jack? Oh, it's a conservative idea to get rid of the IRS.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, you look at that blackout a while back and people standing in line like they're in Iraq and Cleveland for water and MREs or something, and you'll see just how fast people will get right into line.
You're right, my friend. Well said. Let's go ahead and talk to Don in Kansas. Don, you're on the air with Jack Blood.
Hi, Alex. How you doing?
Fine.
You know, the last hour you had been mentioning the Super Bowl and also a Patriot rally of some kind at NASA this weekend. I thought I'd pass on this experience I had a few years ago, which would show, if it's true, the level of control and manipulation of these people, especially Jack Blood being from New England might enjoy it. From time to time, I get this like psychotronic harassment when I sleep that drains my sleep, and I wake up in the morning just wiped out. And they can also induce deep sleep in you if they want to. And a few years ago, the New England Patriots were on a tear at the end of their season. They were winning one game after another against higher-rated opponents, and they even went on to the Super Bowl and won the Super Bowl in an upset win. And a couple of days later, I was praying, and I see things, and I pray. I felt God was showing me that people in the government were kind of targeting some of the opponents of their teams and also helping the Patriots
okay,
out.
Sir, I'm going to let you go, and I'm just going to make a comment on this.
Hey, I don't mean to laugh. You know, you can think whatever. I like sports. I watch a game on Sunday, and I do root for the Patriots, but I don't know. I can't buy into that.
Well, see, this is what happens. We get on the show, we talk about legislation, bills, public statements, real things. You can call in, and I have the Boston Globe article where they're going to put up mind control devices on the cell towers. I mean, that's admitted. They have Humvees with microwave guns. They can do this. Law enforcement magazines sell the sonic nausea machines that make a crowd get sick to stop rallies. I mean, these are sold. That's what they sell them for. That's going on. But then again, to go into all these discussions of speculation, that's what kills us.
Yeah, I mean, who cares if Paul McCartney was killed years ago and he's the real Paul McCartney? People, I know they like conspiracy and conspiracy theories, but we have to do better work and try better to portray this phony left-right paradigm and the centralized government that's being prepared for us. And that is the main issue, Alex.
Well, Jack, it's scary to stay focused on real issues, to stay focused on the open borders or gun control or what the globalists are up to. It's easy to just fall off into la-la land, and a lot of people do that.
Yeah, we got to be careful because we're playing right into their hands when we do that.
Well, that's a tactic of the X-Files and some of these other shows did, is they talk about a lot of real stuff, but mix it in with chupacabras and...
I mean, you read Bill Cooper, and even Bill Cooper admits, you know, a lot of the stuff in his book, he doesn't know if it's disinformation, if it's true. I mean, if you start getting all that minutiae, it can get very confusing, and that's exactly what they want.
Hey, listen, Jack, all I do is stick to what I can prove.
No, you're doing a great job at it, too, Alex.
George Bush puts on a black hood and worships Satan. I mean, that's admitted, they admit it. And
that's pretty fantastic. That's hard enough to swallow, isn't it?
It is. So, I mean, I don't... I mean, they're putting cancer viruses in the vaccines. I've got major medical studies, universities.
Look, they're rating humans at the airport. Where do you rate? This is just the very beginning. And
it's like Nazi Germany with a yellow star.
This is something that really burns me and is at the top of my list. This is where I draw my line in the sand. If I don't have to, if I can't travel anymore, I won't. I'm not going through an FBI credit check and get rated as a human at the airport to my level of threat to the government. This is BS.
And here's the problem. Again, I keep talking about this because it's so important. I look at the infrastructure, I expose their infrastructure, and I have the big picture in my little brain all laid out. Governor Ridge, over a year and a half ago, said, he held up an ID card on C-SPAN, and he said, I got to dig this tape out and play it. He said, you're going to have four ratings. To have any job, you're going to have to be rated. To drive a car, you're going to be rated. We're all going to have our little ratings cards.
Yeah, and insurance companies want to test your DNA to see what kind of a risk you'll be, just for your safety, to help you, to make life better for you. I mean, if these microchips that they're going to put in you, let's folks who, if you believe in getting a microchip, you ever understand that they have cracked every security. security system there's ever been. They'll crack your microchip, so that's not going to make you any safer. All it's going to do is be a nice long leash to a global position satellite somewhere. And if I got 2 seconds, Alex, I don't know if you saw, this is a real good one. The new digital angel on the board of directors is this guy, John Block. You
yeah,
know about
former
that guy?
Head of the agriculture department.
Yeah, he also does a show, a radio show on like 600 stations. And Block will act as the chairman of the newly formed Government Relations Committee at Digital Angel. So I guess we'll see. They'll make some leaps in progress.
Well, Applied Digital's a front for IBM. They're owned by IBM and the Communist Chinese military.
That would be the IBM that was working the concentration camps there in Nazi Germany?
Yeah, those little tattoo numbers. That was the IBM International Business Machine Access Number. Yeah, it's the same ones that are some of the top folks.
I mean, like you said,
grow.
They have to depend on the mind control they put out and our short-term memories. And I like how you keep repeating things a lot because we need to hear things 4 or 5 times, maybe to just have it settle in.
Well, the point about the CAPS 2 system is it's beta tested in the airports. They admit that it's to be on all your driver's license.
Oh, yeah.
All they do is attach that data to your driver's license number in the data bank. You already have the national ID card, and to have a job anywhere in, quote, infrastructure protection, we're all going to be rated as citizens. And to get your green rating back, you're going to have to voluntarily go on probation. If you have bad credit, you'll go into a special government program. Bad credit means you're not going to have rights, folks.
Yeah, that'll tell you who controls things, you know.
Well, it's going back to debtor prisons. Let's take another call here. Let's go ahead and talk to Rick. And Rick is calling us from Nevada. Go ahead, Rick.
Good afternoon and good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
It's an honor. Mr. Blood, I'd like to know, and before you let me go, Alex, I need to get into a second point, but Mr. Blood, when did your father make it clear to you that he had turned his back on the 1963 coup d'etat?
Okay, you may have been listening earlier and gotten confused. I had another guest on whose father was a section chief in the CIA.
I apologize.
Wrote a book about Skull and Bones, who told him that that the world's run by secret societies, that they ship the drugs in, that Vietnam was going to be lost.
I apologize for that. Kudos to both of you for your work on the Mariani case. And
John Buchanan for president, 2004, my friend.
I'm looking into John Buchanan.
At johnbuchanan.org. That's where you can find him, folks. You can link on my site at jackblood.com. He's a good man.
Before you let me go, Alex, I will look into John Buchanan, but before you let me go, may I plug a legitimate website of a hero firefighter?
Okay.
9/11. This is Captain Jim Coyne. He's a living firefighter. You know, firefighters will go up in a tree to this very day and get a cat out of your tree because that's the way they're built. They're heroic people. But Captain Jim Coyne of Engine 289 and Truck Ladder 138 in Corona, which I believe is a suburb of Brooklyn. Don't quote me on that. But Captain Jim Coyne has written a song called A Sacrifice So Dear. And the $5 donation that people give for that CD goes to help the families of the fallen who are really not making it, having a tough time.
Well, they're not giving money unless they sign over a non-disclosure agreement and a gag order. Thanks
for
the call.
And many of these families.
Thank you for the call, sir. I really appreciate it. Let's go to Roger in Pennsylvania. Roger, go ahead.
Yeah, thanks, Jensen. Jack, I begged Alex to get you back from last time. I just think it would be very encouraging and informative if you could relate a few anecdotes about how you forced the local medias into a few forays into truth.
Yeah, last time you talked, Jack, about how by having these types of shows on the air, it actually shifted the paradigm on the other shows.
Well, okay, we had a lot of our listeners who would listen to this program and this station, your show, and they would learn a lot of things. They would take them right over to the other stations and start firing away. In fact, you know, we had a debate, the last one I heard was about a week ago, a pretty good one, and one of our listeners called up, and, you know, he was hijacked, and you know you're going to have to go through that. I suggest people be very prepared and polite when you call into these other shows, but to be honest with you, Alex, I don't listen to the other shows much anymore because we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and all of our shows are good. I just listen to WARL here.
What you said about the newspapers, too.
Specifically about the newspapers. I'm not sure exactly what you're getting at.
Oh, I thought you forced them to expand the horizons a little too. Well, God bless.
Okay.
Yeah, you talked about that last time.
Well, I mean, we've gotten very little press, unfortunately, over here, and every time we've tried to work with the mainstream media, they give us the usual treatment, Alex. You know that. I mean, Delos, the big paper over here. But I'll tell you, we do have people from the Providence Journal coming in and coming on the air and doing daily editorial bits on this station. So we're making progress, you know.
And give the frequency out for folks.
It's 1320 a.m., and if you can't get it, we got about a million people in Rhode Island and Massachusetts, about 500,000 equally, and we have a lot of people who do listen at www.realityradio1320.com. And we will be announcing a monthly movie to see Alex Jones movies if you haven't seen them, and to meet fellow patriots, meet the host of the station, and go out and have a good time and learn something.
Well, that's exciting. I want to come back and air maybe one Oliver North clip, because we said we would, and talk a little bit more about that and a few final news stories here. A record number to run out of unemployment benefits, another 2 million to go off the rolls, and then they're not counted as unemployed. That's good for the statistics. I'm sure they'll tell us that unemployment is down after this happens. Comments to that, Jack?
Well, it's all fake. The unemployment that's supposedly 6% is more like 12 or 13%. They don't count people with two jobs. I mean, you want to look into that and go down that road. It's really, really, the facts are skewed, absolutely. And we're to believe that 6% is bad when it's more like 12, 13, 14, 15%.
Well, there is some good news. Colorado is looking at limits to benefits for aliens. A third of Western state is moving forward with a ballot measure to deny state services to illegal immigrants, an effort that could spell trouble for the White House by galvanizing opposition to President Bush, guest worker proposal. You see, the fights at the state and county and city level, but they've got us focused on, will it be column A, John Kerry's skull and bones, or the other column, George W. Bush, the skull and bones. And we'll be back with Jack Blood in the final segment and a few other key news items. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Segment here on this live Friday edition. Yesterday, I put up a 31-minute clip off my local television show with some new revelations concerning World Trade Center 7 and the owner admitting that they blew it up on September 11th. Jack Blood, that's a big deal, and I've really been trying to get the story out nationwide. I've done about, 40 interviews in the last 2 weeks just on this subject alone, but no papers have picked it up yet. That's a major story right out in plain view because they say it collapsed from fire, and now they admit they blew it up. Shouldn't that be a bigger issue?
That's confirmation of what we all knew all along, and you've done a great job bringing that to light. And maybe it isn't in the mainstream news, Alex, but you, as you said, you did 40 interviews. I wonder how many millions of people heard you and are now questioning what they thought all along was the truth, never was.
I know. I just wish I could be like Peter Jennings and say it once in 30 minutes. I have to beat my brains out to get the word out. But, hey, my family's on the line. This country's on the line, and I do get a distinct pleasure out of exposing the globalist. Do you want to air that clip of Oliver North?
I'm going to do what I can here. What I got queued up is I start asking him about the FEMA camps and the civilian inmate labor program, which he said doesn't exist. This is following a comment he made where no rapes and no murders has occurred in Iraq since the Americans have been in there.
Now, wait a minute. They admit that it's at record levels.
Yeah. And I tried to come back with that.
But we have the official Pentagon website about the civilian inmate labor camps, and it's been all over the news. Go ahead and hit it.
I'm trying to go real fast with the guy, so I hit him with a lot of things. Let's see how this sounds.
Yeah, go ahead.
I got you here. Let me ask you about a document, Concentration Camps in America, U.S. Army Civilian Inmate Labor Program. Are you familiar with that at all?
No.
Well, there's, plenty of documentation, including, right from Ashcroft's own mouth and the Village Voice and among other articles that there are concentration camps run by FEMA all over America.
Yes. Where's the nearest one to prove?
I can't prove it to you on the radio in 1 minute, but I'm happy to do so.
Jack, if that stuff is true, let's get the photo. You tell me where they are, and I'll take a Fox News crew out there, and we'll photograph it.
I have you on the record. Is that a promise?
You got it.
It'd be pretty easy.
What do you think of that?
Okay, at the old Austin Airport, they've got a FEMA center. With bolts and chains. The Rocky Mountain News listed some of the camps.
Yeah, I go on.
Oliver North testified in Congress when the secret camps came out, and in a way, the chairman tells Jack Brooks, the congressman, to shut up.
Yeah, I go on to make some of those points, including mentioning the reason I asked him about it is because I had seen video already, so I kind of didn't need him to come down with his Fox crew. But many people want me to take him up on that, so I think I might try. But you have to understand, after this interview, he cried pretty hard to the publisher and was very upset with my treatment of him.
Oh, you found that out from the publisher?
Yeah, she called me 5 minutes after the show, Alex, and I guess he had said that I called him a liar for a half an hour. I was actually fairly polite to him and, of course, plugged the book for whatever it's worth.
Well, you must have gotten to him if he called and whined to his publisher.
Yeah, minutes after the show, and of course, they're still sending me stuff, so I didn't lose that connection. But I told him, hey, look, cut me off if you want. I mean, I'm trying to get at the truth here, and that's all I do.
All right. Well, Jack Blood, God bless you, and have a good weekend.
JackBlood.com. Thank you so much, Alex. We'll see you soon.
You bet, my friend. A great website. Before I end this hour, didn't plug the videos last hour, and this is how we fund what I do, plus they're great videos. I made 10 of them. They're $25.95 a piece. Order three or more. They drop down to $20 a piece. I've written a book, 9/11 Descent into Tyranny. These are as good as it gets. You need to have them. Go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com and get the films, get the books, get them out to people now. It is so important. Toll-free number to order the videos, 1-888-253-3139. Take action. Make the call, folks. 1-888-253-3139 or PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. I'll be back tomorrow for Real Talk Radio from 1 to 3 and back on Monday from 11 to 2 during the day. And, of course, tonight, 9 to midnight Central. If you won't get out there and expose these murdering criminals, if you won't wake up to the true evil of the globalists, things are only going to get worse. We don't have a choice. Well, I guess we do. Be slaves or fight these people.
The Berkeylight's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylight, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylight is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylight, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.